seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
You're listening to the Valuetainment Podcast, where we discuss various strategies that will help you scale your business to the next level. I'm your host, Patrick Bedivin, and today we're going to find out one thing about you. You ready? We're going to psychoanalyze you to find out if we were animals and we were in the animal kingdom of entrepreneurs and business owners, which animal would you be? So I want you to think about you're an animal and you live in the jungle. I know this sounds crazy and all the sounds you hear, all this stuff. But you are so naive about how all the other animals in the jungle are wired, and you're trying to survive. How long do you think you would last in that jungle as any animal? How long do you think you would survive? One day? 6 hours? 12 hours? How long? Not a long time. All it takes is one evening, and you go out to try to do something, you're someone's prey, and you're dead. That's exactly how it is in a world of business. If you don't study other personalities and how they're wired, and if you don't study how this, you know, kingdom of entrepreneurship, this not animal kingdom, I can call it the entrepreneur kingdom, is infested with all these different personalities, you ain't gonna last a long time in business. Last night I was having a conversation with my 5-year-old son, Tico, also Patrick Gabriel but David, and I always ask him the question, Daddy, what are the four most important things, Daddy, we focus on as a family? Love, respect, improve, and lead, right? And then I say, hey, do we bully? No. Do we get bullied? No. Then I ask him the question, Daddy, who loves you? He says, Daddy, you love me. And then last night he tells me, he says, Daddy, everyone loves me. And I said, Daddy, I wish everybody loved me. And I wish everybody loved you. Sometimes we paint this picture of life as so perfect that our kids get surprised. And sometimes we paint this picture of business so friendly and nice, and you're going to become so successful and everybody wants you to win big, and then you face someone that's not like that, then you're eaten alive and you're saying, wait a minute, this sucks, everyone's horrible. No, it's just how people are wired. And by the way, I'll cover 15 different animals and what their personalities are and how they're wired and how they view things and how they decide, and you can look at them as personalities that people are going to do business with. You can't just say, I am only going to do with people that are just like me. Nope. Then you're going to do business with only a couple people, because you got to learn how to do business with all these different personalities. And some of them are going to rub you the wrong way. So let's get right into it. Number one is an eagle. An eagle flies solo. They're by themselves. Their strength, they're strong. They're independent. They know how to feed themselves. They don't need your help to feed them. But they're not a leader of another group. They're solo. They're independent. I know how to make money. I'm good. I don't need your help. That's how they are. They are generally going to be okay for themselves. But if you decide to do business with somebody like that, just keep in mind, they're about themselves. You got to position them in the right place before you get to the best out of them. Next is a horse. Horse, very simple. Hardworking. They're much about servanthood. They want to serve people. They're hardworking. They make incredible people running operations. They made incredible people in an environment to make sure things get to work. Things, you know, at times somebody needs to do the dirty work. It could take 20 hours of every day over a 3-week span. They don't have a problem doing it. Just make sure you treat them right, because when they kick, it hurts a lot. Because when they kick, you're going to feel it. When you get a kick from these horses, like the one you just saw right here, it hurts a lot when that takes place. Number three, shark and wolf, very similar. Let me explain to you about, like this guy here who just came out, our little friend. Do you think you were like starring in Jaws? Like, who do you think you are? Huh? Go back home real quick. I'm doing a video here. See how scary these guys look? Let me tell you something about these guys. Here's sharks and wolves when you do business with them, okay? Sharks care about one thing, and that's money, profit, making money. That's all it is. This is where their mindset is at, okay? They're willing to make money generally at all cost. When I say at all cost, they will go to the line. If the line is here breaking the law, they're right here is where they are, sharks, because it's all about money. Now, sometimes wolves are dressed like sheep, and if you don't know about it, they will eat you up alive. Now, someone says, well, should I never do business with sharks and wolves? No. It's okay if you do business with them as long as your attorneys write the contracts, not the other way around. If they write up the contracts, I'm not doing business with them. I had a couple guys that wanted to do business with me and do certain things. I said, nope, you have 66%. I'm 34. I'm not interested, because I'm not the one here that all of a sudden is going to make a decision. I don't have any interest in doing that part. because they're coming from here. Now, if I'm betting that they're going to make money, they will make money. You just need to know this personality. Next, rhino. Rhinos are the ones that will work their tails off and put their head down and get to work. Just sometimes on their way to wherever they're going, their destination is, they break a lot of things. So they're not the most, what's the word I'm looking for, Paul?
Finesse.
Finesse. They don't have finesse. It's not about finesse with them. It's just, you want me to get over there? I'm going to get to that destination. I'm going to run through some trees. I may run through a couple people. I may have stepped on a couple animals here, but I'm going to get to that place here. So you need to know where to position a rhino when you're in business with them. Don't expect them to have a lot of finesse. Next, sheep. Unfortunately, sheep, in the world of politics, politicians get elected because they master how to communicate with them. See, they're not trying to get the votes of somebody who understands the games of politics. This is how they get elected. And you need to understand as you're watching this, this is the last thing you want to be. Most people, they say, I am not a sheep. There's no way I'm a sheep. Everyone is a sheep in something. Let me explain. If you've never played the money game, investments, finance, real estate, you've never bought a home, you don't know nothing about investments, you're a sheep in that world. And if you're not careful about educating yourself about money, someone's going to take advantage if you run into the wrong person. So everyone is a sheep in something. You just got to make sure you get educated in the business that you're doing business with. And you definitely don't want to be a sheep long-term in the world of business because somebody will devour you. Learn how to become a better business person. Monkey. Let me tell you, monkeys. Here's one good thing and a bad thing about monkeys in the world of business. They are so attractive and so entertaining because all they want to do is have fun. There's so much about monkeying around and having fun and telling jokes and all this other stuff that they can actually convert you into their show that they're putting up and you don't get any business done. That's what they do, monkeys. They procrastinate a lot. They're more worried about, hey, let's go have a beer afterwards. Let's go have fun afterwards. Let's go to a club. That's what monkeys are doing. In the business, I did a lot of business with people who had this personality. That was their priority. I had to know the difference and separate myself to be focused on a business I was growing. Next, a sloth. Unfortunately, you're going to recruit and work with a lot of people who are sloths. It's going to happen. Lazy. Nothing gets done. It's just very slow. If they give you a deadline of this, 13th, they're not going to get it done until the 30th. If you tell them to get something done by 1 o'clock, tomorrow, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, maybe. And if you say, I'm so sick and tired of doing business with the sloth, either fire them or you adjust to them because they're not changing. That's how they are. Wired. A sloth, if you have them in your environment. Many, many, many of them stay like this. A few of them change. Next, a lion. Lion is a controversial one because a lot of people love to say, I'm a lion heart. I'm a lion. I'm a this, I'm a that. So many people think they're lions, but you eventually takes 5, 10, 15, 20 years sometimes to figure out who the real lion in an environment was. There are a lot of wannabe lions. There's a lot of people that are loud and make a lot of noise like lions, but lions is here. Lion is not here. Lion is how you perform during difficult challenges, all that other stuff. The one that talks a lot is a great promoter, but a lion is the one that's going to get the job done. Everyone who respects him. That this is the leader. Listen, one of my favorite quotes of all time said by a philosopher, it's, if lions could talk, we could not understand them. Here's why. Lions are visionaries. They see the future. They see what it is to run the jungle. They see who's harmless. They see who can harm. They see who's playing games. The lion looks at the whole picture of the jungle. Okay, they don't just look at one part of it. They see what's going on. And they're good at, becoming the kings in the world of business. You, as you're watching this, if you're either a lion, that's great. Now, the next goal is to make sure you also know how to breed other lions who take over jungles in their own business if you're in the business of building leaders. Next, we have snakes. You're going to face a lot of snakes in business. They're everywhere. You can't run away from them. They're going to be in business. They're in politics. They're in families. They're in relationships. They're in your apartment building you're living in. You have neighbors in your community. You have people on TV. You have people that are your friends. You don't even know, but they have snake tendencies. And they're always maneuvering. They're always maneuvering. They always have to have something on you. They're always, you got to be careful with them. And by the way, for some that say, I'll never do business with a person that's a snake, if you're doing business with a massive amount of people, there could be a couple people on there. You just got to keep your eye ready for them because you're probably doing business with them, but you don't know about it. Next, cats. Cats are very strategic, calculating. you know, because there's so much into survival mode, you know, the whole nine lives that, hey, let me see what I can do to get this from here, and let me act like I'm not interested and I'm not hurt, or I don't care, but I really do, and I don't want to act like I care about any of this stuff, but I'm going to get what I want because I know how to play this game. So that's cats. And by the way, it's attractive, but you also got to know who's the cat. And the sooner you know who's the cat, the sooner you know how to adjust to the cat tendencies on how they are. Dogs, phenomenal, easy, loyal, great listeners. You know, they're great as a partner. They're great as a board that wants to take feedback, and they're very fair, and they're able to give you feedback on everything. They're not afraid to tell you the truth, but they're willing to listen to you. Encouraging, great, great partners and people to be in business with. Dolphins, every company needs a dolphin. Dolphins are extremely smart, and they're incredible communicators, right? That's what they're known for. Those are great combinations for people in business. Smart and communication, are you kidding me? This is like a beautiful partnership to have. And they're nonstop. So workers that are thinking, smart, and communication, you're in a good place here. Fox, non-committal. They don't ever fully commit. They're always afraid. They always think someone's after them. They always think someone's about to get them. Because they're wired like that, they think everybody else is wired like that. You gotta ask yourself the question, why are foxes the way they are? Why are they so, you know, paranoid about everybody? Because you gotta watch, they know who they are. So they think everybody's like them. But the world's not like them. That's why they fall prey to foxes. Because foxes are non-committal, and they come and they get what they want, and then all of a sudden, boom, you're a prey. Too late. They took one of your people, they did one over here, they did one over there, and you lost a couple people. That's foxes. They're very good at what they do. Okay, chicken. Chickens are just afraid, they're sensitive. Smallest thing you say to them, I can't believe you said this. You know, Paul, that's a rooster.
Okay. Sorry, Pat.
You know, chicken. I told you chicken.
Got it.
That's a chicken. Very big. It's like a simple stuff. I'm trying to get Paul to realize the different sound effects of animals. Eventually, we're going to figure this thing out, Paul. What do you think? Yes? We'll figure this thing out here. Okay. So chickens are afraid. They're sensitive. You tell them something, they back down. If you have somebody that works for you in your environment, they don't know how to make decisions. They're always going to try to please everybody. They just don't make good leaders. Chickens don't. And if you're somebody that's watching this, you're a chicken, and if you want to go out there and become somebody else, you may want to start working on adjusting that, because in a world of business, you ain't going to make it too long for... You know, just think about what meat we eat a lot. We eat a lot of chicken, okay? So you do not want to be a chicken. You get eaten up pretty quickly. And last but not least, elephants. Smart, brilliant, powerful, but they move very slow, okay? They're smart, they're powerful, they have a lot of strength, but they move very, very slow is what elephants are. They're going to move at their pace. They're not going to move at your pace. They're not going to be the most successful, influential, all this other stuff. They're going to do it at their pace. But they're actually good at what they do. So I shared this with you for a very simple reason. I get a lot of people that say, I had this business partner, it didn't work out. Emails, I put $1.5 million in this business, but it didn't work out because the guy I teamed up with this, that. And, you know, I was working over here and this is what I did and this didn't work. Look, here's where you are. I told you the different animals in the animal kingdom or in the jungle. And you can take this and look at all the different personalities. I'm just giving you 15 of them that you're going to do business with. If you don't adjust based on this and it happens to you, it's on you. It's not on everybody else. You were given the information. It's as if you're an animal coming to our jungle to want to live in this jungle, and somebody gave you the instruction on all the animals. What you decide to do from here moving forward, it's on you, because you are the final decision maker on the choices that you make. And people who become successful eventually, one of their biggest strengths is they know how to read people. They have intuition. They have a feel. I don't feel good about this person because it's only about them. And I have to be careful. Not necessarily going to fire them, but I need to be very, very careful because this person changes very quickly from your friend to an enemy. You need to be careful with this person here, right? They're not forgiven. They're not this. This person, man, they're such an amazing person. I'm trying to get this person to be this person. But this person's phenomenal at this position. Why am I trying to change them? I need to make sure I reposition them in a better place to get the best out of them. That's on you to do. So with that being said, that's the message of the day for you on Valuetainment. Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bid-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.